Officials tell VOA that it will have unilaterally fenced sensitive areas along the country's largely porous border with Afghanistan by the end of the year to discourage terrorist infiltration in either direction. The massive army-led construction effort to fence the entire 2,611-kilometer western frontier and build new outposts as well as forts went into action more than a year ago. Initially, the Comprehensive Border Security Plan focused on areas that Pakistani officials identified as highly vulnerable to terrorist infiltration and illegal crossings. Afghan Taliban stormed Ghazni City, almost 150 kilometers southwest of Kabul, Thursday night. Heavy clashes continued until late Friday morning between the insurgent group and government security forces. At one point, the two sides were fighting in the center of the city, near important government installations. They included the offices of the governor and the National Directorate for Security. The government sent in Afghan special forces, which helped push back Taliban to the outskirts of the city. South Korea said Friday three South Korean companies apparently violated United Nations sanctions by importing nearly 35,000 tons of coal and iron worth nearly $6 million from the North last year. The Korea Customs Service disclosed the results of a 10-month investigation into the shipments Friday and said it will prosecute executives of the company for smuggling or forging documents to say the North Korean resources came from Russia. International relief agencies are expressing outrage and disgust at a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on Houthi rebels, which killed at least 43 people Thursday in Yemen, many of them children. More than 60 people were wounded. One of the missiles struck a bus taking children back from a summer school picnic. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has denounced a new round of U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department says the new sanctions were triggered automatically by longstanding U.S. policies on the U.S. or use of chemical weapons in response to the poisoning of a former Russian agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in the British town of Salisbury. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
The poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia with a Russian nerve agent happened 5 months ago. Moscow is not pleased, but has responded cautiously to the new round of U.S. sanctions. The announcement shook Russia's economy, with the ruble dipping to a two-year low. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have clearly laid out U.S. policy toward Russia.
We'd like to have a better relationship with the Russian government, recognizing that we have a lot of areas of mutual concern.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
A U.S. federal judge is warning he might sanction U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the deportation of a mother and a daughter who are suing for the right to seek U.S. asylum from violence in Central America. ABC's Jackie Quinn reports.
A mother and her daughter who were part of an ACLU lawsuit to be allowed to seek asylum in the U.S. because of violence in El Salvador were deported by Homeland Security while their case was being heard. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan called that outrageous, that someone seeking justice in a U.S. court was spirited away. He ordered the pair be flown back to the U.S. Sullivan said if Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen don't comply, they could be held in contempt of court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti is free on bail after being charged with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. Biti was deported to Zimbabwe after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum.
It's a pity that most of Africa, we don't respect the rule of law in the national standards. But we survived. We live to fight another day. I'm glad to be home. And tomorrow we raise the constitutional issues around what happened to me and why I'm here.
Biti was deported to his native land after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum. The Pentagon is moving forward with plans to create a space force by the year 2020 as part of an effort to meet the emerging threats on this new battlefield. That's according to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. U.S. President Trump has repeatedly called for the creation of a space force as a new military. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings.